But what should happen when the sponsor-sponsee relationship appears not to be working? We've heard even from our speakers today who are touting good sponsorship, sometimes it does not work out. Sometimes there are problems. Now, a sponsor doesn't normally drop a sponsee casually, but the sponsor's job, number one, is to protect his or her own recovery first. And if the relationship is not helping both partners, then it may be time to make a decision. There are several legitimate reasons why a sponsor may decide to release a sponsee. One is repeated boundary violations, calling at inappropriate times, for example, or treating the sponsor like a therapist instead of a listener counselor. Lack of willingness can be reason number two. If the sponsee refuses suggestions or doesn't appear willing to change in any way, this could be a reason for a sponsor to let a sponsee go. Dishonesty and manipulation. If a sponsee hides relapses, for example, emotional dependence. This can be a major reason for letting a sponsee go. If a sponsee becomes overly attached, and if the sponsee has no other support system and treats the sponsor like a parent or a therapist, that may be a reason to release a sponsee. The sponsor's own recovery needs might be another need, reason, because sometimes sponsors overbooked, can't say no, take on too many sponsees, and the result can be a disaster. Another reason, and this is difficult to define, but it's very obvious to observe, personality conflicts, a mismatch, a communication mismatch. The dynamic is wrong. The fix is not there. That could be a reason. And lastly, crossing romantic or sexual boundaries. If this happens, that could interfere with both persons' recovery, and a sponsor may need to make a change. Now, what does this mean for a sponsee who is released? Well, here's what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that the sponsee is failing the program. It doesn't mean that the sponsee is unworthy of recovery or that can't find a better fit or that the sponsee is being punished. What it usually means is the relationship isn't working. And when the relationship is not working, it's interfering with recovery. And recovery is why we're here. Now, what about a case where a sponsee wishes to seek another sponsor? Well, one reason could be the outgrowing of a relationship. Sometimes the sponsor has worked maybe steps 1, 2, and 3, and has decided that he or she can be a sponsor. And the sponsee outdistances the sponsor in terms of working the steps. That means the sponsor is no longer able to guide the sponsee who's ahead of the sponsor. And that could be a reason for seeking another sponsor. Another reason, legitimate reason, could be lack of availability. The sponsor doesn't show up for agreed upon meetings. The sponsor doesn't answer the phone or doesn't return calls. There could be a mismatch of goals or spiritual approaches. If beliefs create such a difference, that the relationship is difficult, that could be a reason for someone to say, I think I need to change directions. Personal or emotional strain. If a sponsor is overbearing or controlling to an extent that is harmful, this can be emotionally draining, and a sponsee may need to seek a new sponsor. What's easy to observe are problems. What's not so easy is how to solve problems. So what should happen when either the sponsor or the sponsee decides to make a change? Well, the first thing that should happen should be communication. And here's the beauty of this communication. Sometimes when the parties have an honest talk, these issues that are legitimate could be resolved, and there may not need to be a change. So communication is very, very important. It may be time, however, to look for a better fit. So when we need to find a sponsor, let's look for someone whose goals are the same as ours and who's willing to be available. Here, I think, is the bottom line, the so what of this. If we have a good sponsee relationship, keep it. Keep what is good. Keep what is working. So while I have suggested that there may be some times when we need a change, there may be some times when we need just to keep on keeping on with what is happening when it's good, if recovery is occurring. I'm out of material. I don't know anything else. I pass.
Thank you, all four speakers. That was so wonderful. Thank you so very much.